Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Kenny Lofton. Batting second. The shortstop, Felix Fermin. Batting third. The second baseman, Carlos Berga. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Albert Bell. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Paul Sorrento. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Carlos Martinez. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Mark Whiten. Batting eighth. The DH, Reggie Jefferson. Batting ninth. The catcher, Junior Ortiz. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Alan Embry. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Billy Hatcher. Batting second. The center fielder, Bob Zupczyk. Batting third. The third baseman, Wade Boggs. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Tom Brunansky. Batting fifth. The DH, Eric Wetch. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Jody Reed. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Scott Cooper. Batting eighth. The catcher, Tony Pena. Batting ninth. The shortstop, John Valentin. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Roger Clemens. And now, play ball. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Lofton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Felix Fermin is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. There goes Lofton. The throw from Pena and he is safe. Lofton steals second. Felix Fermin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Fermin hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Reed catches it and throws to second with Valentin covering, to double up Lofton. 2 outs. Carlos Berga batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Berga hits a pop-up towards short. Valentin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Hatcher is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hatcher strikes out. 1 out. Bob Zupczyk is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Zupczyk hits a ball on the ground towards third. Martinez fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Boggs hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Albert Bell batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Paul Sorrento is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Sorrento hits a line drive into left center field for a base hit. Carlos Martinez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Martinez hits a line drive for a single. Sorrento moves to second. Mark Whiten is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Whiten strikes out. 2 outs. Reggie Jefferson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Jefferson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Brunansky hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Lofton. Brunansky reaches second base with a double. Eric Wedge is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Wedge hits a fly ball into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jody Reed is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Reed hits a line drive into right field. Whiten settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Scott Cooper is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards short. Furman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Junior Ortiz is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Ortiz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Lofton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lofton hits a line drive towards third. Boggs reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Felix Furman is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Furman is 0-for-1 in the game. Furman hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cooper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tony Peña is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Peña hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berga scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Valentin hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Billy Hatcher is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Hatcher is 0-for-1 in the game. Hatcher hits a ball on the ground towards third. Martinez fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Berga is 0-for-1 in the game. Berga hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper scoops it up and throws to first, with Clemens covering, for the out. 1 out. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bell strikes out. 2 outs. Paul Sorrento is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Sorrento is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Sorrento hits a line drive into left field. Hatcher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bob Zupczyk is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Zupczyk is 0-for-1 in the game. Zupczyk hits a ball on the ground towards third. Martinez fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Boggs is 0-for-1 in the game. Boggs is hit by the pitch. Ted Power now pitching. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Brunansky is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Brunansky strikes out. 2 outs. Eric Wedge is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Wedge is 0-for-1 in the game. Wedge hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Jody Reed is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Reed is 0-for-1 in the game. Reed hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Power fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Carlos Martinez is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Martinez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Martinez hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mark Whiten is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Whiten is 0-for-1 in the game. Whiten hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reed fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Reggie Jefferson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Jefferson is 0-for-1 in the game. Jefferson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Scott Cooper is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Cooper is 0-for-1 in the game. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards short. Furman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Pena is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Pena is 0-for-1 in the game. Pena hits a fly ball into right field. Whiten settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Valentin batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Valentin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Valentin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Furman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Junior Ortiz is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Ortiz is 0-for-1 in the game. Ortiz strikes out. One out. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Lofton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lofton hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Hatcher. Lofton reaches second base with a double. Felix Furman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Furman is 0-for-2 in the game. Furman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Lofton moves to third. Two outs. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Berga is 0-for-2 in the game. Berga hits a line drive beyond short. Valentin can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Lofton scores. It's 2-1, Red Sox. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Bell is 0-for-2 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Berga moves to second. Paul Sorrento is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Sorrento is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sorrento hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Hatcher. Sorrento reaches second base with a double. Berga scores. Bell goes all the way around to score. It's 3-2, Indians. Carlos Martinez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Martinez is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Martinez hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Reed settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Hatcher is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Hatcher is 0-for-2 in the game. Hatcher hits a line drive beyond short. Furman can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Bob Zupczyk is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Zupczyk is 0-for-2 in the game. Zupczyk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Furman scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Wade Boggs batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Boggs is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Boggs takes first base on ball 4. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Brunansky is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Brunansky strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Mark Whiten batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Whiten is 0-for-2 in the game. Whiten takes first base on ball 4. Reggie Jefferson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jefferson is 0-for-2 in the game. Jefferson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Whiten moves to second. One out. Junior Ortiz batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Ortiz is 0-for-2 in the game. Ortiz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reed scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Whiten moves to third. Two outs. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Lofton is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Lofton hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lofton for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Eric Plunk now pitching. Eric Wedge is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Wedge is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Wedge strikes out. 1 out. Jody Reed is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Reed is 0-for-2 in the game. Reed hits a line drive into right field. Whiten settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Scott Cooper is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Cooper is 0-for-2 in the game. Cooper hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Tony Pena is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pena is 0-for-2 in the game. Pena hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berga misplays the ball. That's an error on Berga. Cooper moves to second. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Valentin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Valentin hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Sorrento settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Felix Fermin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Fermin is 0-for-3 in the game. Fermin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Fermin for the out. 1 out. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Berga is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Berga hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Berga for the out. 2 outs. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Bell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Thomas Howard now playing left field. Brooke Jacoby now playing third base. Billy Hatcher is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Hatcher is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hatcher hits a fly ball into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Phil Plantier pinch hits for Bob Zupczyk. Phil Plantier is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Plantier hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berga scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Boggs is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Boggs hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Lofton. Boggs reaches second base with a double. Steve Lyons pinch runs for Wade Boggs. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Brunansky is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Brunansky hits a fly ball into right field. Whiten settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Billy Hatcher now playing center field. Phil Plantier now playing left field. Steve Lyons now playing first base. Scott Cooper now playing third base. Paul Sorrento is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Sorrento is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Sorrento hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reed scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Jacoby strikes out. 2 outs. Mark Whiten is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Whiten is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Whiten hits a fly ball towards left. Plantier settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Plantier. Whiten moves to second. Reggie Jefferson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Jefferson is 0 for 3 in the game. Jefferson is hit by the pitch. Junior Ortiz is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Ortiz is 0 for 3 in the game. Ortiz hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Plantier. Ortiz reaches second base with a double. Whiten scores. Jefferson moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 4-2, Indians. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 0 strikes. Lofton is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Lofton is walked intentionally. Felix Fermin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Fermin is 0 for 4 in the game. Fermin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Herm Winningham pinch hits for Eric Wetch. Derek Lilliequist now pitching. Tim Nehring pinch hits for Herm Winningham. Tim Nehring is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Nehring hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berga scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jody Reed is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Reed is 0 for 3 in the game. Reed hits a line drive towards the mound. Lilliequist reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Scott Cooper is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Cooper is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berga scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 4, and Boston Red Sox, 2. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.